We're learning Shmaitza, and we're learning Shmaitza Zion, and it's Tuesday night, and it's Or L'Yud Dalet Iyar. It's Pesach Sheni. And we want to stop a second, and everybody should contemplate how wonderful it would be if we had a Pesach Sheni. We have one Pesach, we enjoy him immensely, and if we had a Pesach Sheni, it would be even more wonderful.
Would not apply this year anyway.
You broke
them all. Well, that's a shaila. I'm a katan gadel ben shnei psachim. That's me. And the Rambam paskins he could bring praise of sheni. He does bring praise of sheni. That's one of the more famous Reb Chaims is on that Rambam. I'm katan chinas gadel ben shnei psachim. That's me. I'm a katan chinas gadel ben shnei psachim. And we'll have the same shaila if Mashiach comes tonight or tomorrow. Same shaila, do we bring a Pesach Sheni? Well, we'll all be Tomei Meis. We won't be able to be Torah on time. Maybe don't make a Pesach Shlishi, I don't know. It's Hutu Betzibur. No, not Pesach Sheni, my friend.
Really?
Not Pesach Sheni!
Oh, right, right.
Gemara says if it was Nitzchav and Me'atumah, it makes no sense to be Matir to do it Betumah. Its whole existence is because the Pesach should not be broken. Okay, but it is Leicha Shabbos. Okay, so we're in Shmaitza Zion, Perek Aleph, and we're discussing the Eid Misa, if it's Nemonos, if it's the Oraisa, the Rabbanon, and we got into a discussion about vis-a-vis a Korban Shvuah. And we went back and forth with that, and we brought a raya from a lady, and we're holding by Akasha. The Mishnah says rather definitively that Korban Eidos is knowing by Anoshim below Benoshim. So the question is, when an Eid Misa comes along, an Eid Misa is relevant to the Ksuba as well. Because the Ksuba is paid based on his Eidos. So by his not saying Eidos, he's messing up the woman's getting Ksuba. So theoretically, at least, he should have to bring a Korban Shvuah. And the Gemara says he does. And Komodim, Eidos Misa, Shemedi Korban Shvuah. That in itself might be an indication that it's the Oraisa. Because why would he bring a Korban Shvuah if his whole Nemon is the Drabbanan? Okay, we'll put that on the side. But the bigger question becomes, what about a woman? A woman is definitely also Nemon. We know the Din, we know a woman's Nemon to say that Meis Bailech. So it turns out that she would have to perhaps Mechora, maybe, possibly bring a Korban Shvuah. Why does the Mishnah say so definitively? So that's a question. So the suggestion is that she's Takhani Drabbanan, and the regular Eid Echad who's kosher with the Oraisa. Then the Shmaitza had a huge discussion about Melech, that a Melech is Chayav a Korban Shvuah at times, even though normally he's not an aid. So what about an Isha, if normally she's not an aid? At this, but now she is Nemon, and what about Eid Soto, where she's definitely Nemon Midioraisa, to say Nitma'ah, and to make lose the Ksuba. And so that's what we're up to. We're ending up with the Kasha. The Rambam paskins, when a Melech says Eidus, and it's the Choradin in the Foshos, because a Melech says Eidus in the Foshos, and it's relevant to Momenus, he brings a Korban Shvuah. That means you bring a Korban Shvuah if you would be Nemon in the here and now, and you didn't come say Eidus, that's the circumstance of a Korban Shvuah. And you're Nemon in the here and now, even though in general you're not a witness. You don't say testimony. That's the Rambam. So why, the Rambam by Melech, so why do we say so definitively that Korban Eidos knowing Ba'anoshim below Ba'anoshim, even if she's generally not an aid, but in the circumstance when she is Nemon and relevant to Momenus, which would be Korban a Misa, Eid Misa, or Eid Soto, so why wouldn't she bring a Korban Shvuah? So we're up to, I don't know where paragraphs start by you. Well, the Neres are the words that we're up to. By me, the paragraph starts with Umikobukom Kasha Hafta Enoig Benoshim, Tohaval Gab the Baalmo Eno Aid, Tohamelach Nami Baalmo Eno Aid, Ulamai the Chosi Masid, the Chayav Korban Shvuah, Mojikosafti. So why isn't a woman the same? Well, the Nira, are you on board? Pesach Rishon. Well, the Nira. Davo gav the ish of the eved ksherim leedus misa, says the Shmaitza. Ain't a betoras eidus. They're not a chetz of an eid. They're not even a gavra of an eid. They're not eidim. There's a decision to believe them because it's probably true. The Shmaitz is mechadesh. It's not eidus. It's umdano. It's birur. Ain't a betoras eidus. Ain't eidus lepsulim. That doesn't go. They're not eidus. Elishiro chachomim. Mohammed b'toras umdano b'deyu. Now the Shmaitz is saying this even if it's the oraisa. Even though he says the lashon shiro chachamim, and in the flow of the Shmaitz that we're learning, do you see my phone?
I didn't see it taken out.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a favor. My foot hurts me very, very much. Can you go? I need the phone. I need the phone. Go into the order. The light's closed. You know where the light switch is? It's right away on your right. You might have to grope for it because it's dark. But the light's on. In Chelm, they would turn on the light to see where the light switch is, and then they would turn it off, and then they would turn it back on. But you don't have to do that. Once it's on, it's on. You grope for it on your right, and then look on the desk. It should be somewhere around on the desk. Maybe someone can call it, and he can hear it ringing.
I don't know which phone.
054.
I have all three. I just don't know which one.
There's only one. The other two are not operative.
Oh.
Thank you. And my foot's hurting me terribly. Please, I'm sorry. 054-914-6311. That's the only operative phone I have now.
6311. Okay, got it. Oh, the 054 number. So both 052s are off.
What?
Both of the others were 052, and they're both good.
Yeah, well, not really. Not used, technically not being used. I don't have them anymore. My son has one. You don't want to reach my son, I assume. Maybe. He's saying, and Lechora, in the flow of the Shmaitza, it's even if it's the Oraisa, he's able to make such a statement. That the Oraisa, it's not a Chefz of Eidus, it's not an aid being believed when the Torah believes a woman. It's like an Umdana. The Torah said that's enough proof.
You can say that the Rabbanan were magging that this is Chelek of Oraisa.
I don't know what you mean by that.
No, the run
whether we had already our whole discussion whether the belief in an echad by misa is the arise of the rabbanon. The word of the Shmaitza, because of the flow of the Shmaitza, the words of the Shmaitza have to be true, even if it's the arise. You can't say he chapped on and is paskeling the tzad that it's the rabbanon. He's going now in this parak that it's the arise. He's taking on the noyd of Yehuda that it's the arise. So that means his words, that even though a woman is Nemon, it's not Betoras Eidus, but Betoras Umdana is, and this is a Chiddush, even on the side that the Nemonus is the Oraisa.
Right. I'm saying, if I'm going to define what's the Oraisa? By saying Umdana and Deos is the Oraisa. That's why he says.
Well, that issue came up in the beginning of the parak when we learned the Rambam's ambiguity, that the Rambam says Amru Chachamim. And I said then, a lot of times in Shas it says Amru Chachamim when the Chachamim are revealing a Din Torah to us. It's not unheard of. Okay, so but this is a Chiddush that the Chiddush is that if it's a man, except that it's only one. And normally you need two because of Dovah Sheba'erba, and the one is Nemon, that has a Din Eidus. Because the Gemara says that an Eid Echad is Mechuyev Korban Shvuah. An Eid Nisa. But when it's a woman, it's a very, very big Chiddush. The Gemara said, you believe in Eid Echad. That also was a Chiddush against the normal rules of Eidus. Then we either know, or we learn out, or we extrapolate, or we say that apostle is also Nemon, a woman, Eved, Shifcha. So the Shmaitz is saying, when it's a man, he's an aid, because he's always an aid. That would be the lumpus. It's just you need two aid, and you only have one aid. So here the Torah said to believe one aid, but he's still aid. A woman is not an aid. An apostle an aid. And therefore, even if the Torah decided to believe her, it's a different category, it's a different gedder than the man's being believed. The kiddush, but okay, that's what he's saying. You really see this chiluk from the Gemara, because the Gemara says the psulei edus halacha charov deyos. That when psulei edus are nemon, you don't have a din of kamokum shemin atoyra erechad arein kan shnayim, and you don't have the din of trey keilu. Go bust the majority. When psulim come, you follow the majority, which you don't say by regular eidus. So you see, it's a different hakdara. Shemochi eid kosher oim and meis. Benoshim rabos omros lo meis is another din that you see in the Gemara in Yevamos. Harezu kemachzo al machzo. Right? That's if they come, I think, at the same time. If they come afterwards, then the eidach is believed. But a kaponim is machzah al machzah, because they're only an umdana, and he's an aid. Bayan Shulchan Aruch have an ezer, the chalpas machaiki the beish murusha. The mavur, the achilu b'mokam, shlemonim isha b'koro b'posol. The kosher, achilu b'neyem, the b'psuli yedus halakha charov deos. U'mishum dehem lav b'nei edus nidu. And I'm repeating it, even if it's the Oraisa. Which is a Gemara. If you can't deny that the Gemara treats the Sulei Eidus, even if they're Nemon by Eidus Miso, the Gemara treats the Sulei Eidus different than Kosher Eidus. Even though, again, Eidach is also a Chiddush, because normally Dovah Shemarim needs Shemayim. But he's a Chepz of an Eid. He needs two Eidus. He only have one. Now we're saying one's enough, but he's an eight. But a woman is not an eight, so it's just a question of umdana and believing. Shmochi halakha chabar, deyos veid kosher shu begedder eidus mamush, areo kineged mea psulim kamachzol machzol. The chivin, and that's what did in the Gemara. I mean, he's not making up that.
What about one woman?
What about her? She says, made by her, she's believed.
I'm saying one woman against one kosher man.
One woman against the Vasacha, so Zachar. I think it's also.
Instead of Harbeinus.
I think it's also if they come afterwards, it's saying Dvarv Shalecha Dubokum Shnayim. So it's like, you know, Chad Dubokum Shrey. But if they come with Vasachas, then it's right to Machzal Machzal.
Hey,
man. Well, I'm looking for my cup.
We're saying she's believed Oraisa because it's not an aid?
It's not an aid, it's an umdana. That's what the Shmaitz is being machadish. Thank you very much.
So there's no practical difference. What's the practical difference if she's believed Oraisa Dorabana? Either way,
he's not getting into now the difference between the Oraisa and Dorabana.
The lady's
right
going to
be
married either way.
Of course. He's not talking about the difference between the Oraisa and Dorabana. First of all, you want to know the Oraisa and Dorabana. Second of all, right now the Shmaitz is not discussing that. Don't bring it up. He's not discussing Gerat Rebbe. The Rebbe Yehuda discussed it. He's going to discuss it in Perek Beis. Right now he's assuming it's the Oraisa. That's why I say in the flow of the Shmaitza, his words here have to ring true, even if the belief is the Oraisa. Because he's going now, again, on the flow of the Shmaitza of Perek Aleph, he's going on the tzad that it's the Oraisa, because he's netting on the Rebbe Yehuda. He's going with the Rebbe Yehuda. In Perek Beis, he's going to say, I'd rather think it's only the Rabbana. That's what he's going to start off Perek Beis with. Right now, that shaila, if the nemonos of an eidechon is the oraisa drabonon, is lo relevanti to his discussion. Right now, he wants to know why a woman doesn't bring a korban shvua if she doesn't want to come say eidus that meis bailech. Why isn't it like a melech that when he's nemon, he's nemon, and he has to bring a korban shvua? So the Shmaitz is answering that even when she's nemon, and I'm eating, and even if it's on the oraisa level, which is really the big chiddush. That's what he's saying. Even though on the Oraisa level, she's Nemon, but she's not a Cheftza of an Eid. Just Mutarech Umdana and the Emonos of an Umdana. Umdana of a Deya. Okay. Mavur, the Achilah of Mokam, Shinamonim, Misha, Mekorim, Mekosu, Mekosher, Achilah, Meneim, Bekhilik, the Mepsuli, Eidos, Halakha, Haron, Deos. shim dahem la b'nei edus ninhu al umdun of a deyash aroh chazal ahamin shmalachi halakha merod deyol. So if they themselves are arguing, so it's 50 against 49, you don't say trey kameya, right? But you say halakha merod deyos. The eight pasha should be gathered edus mamash hareo k'neged meya psulim k'mach shal mamash. Even the psulim ain't all together. This hell of the Torahs, umdun of the day. You don't be shemachi la bar kav and mishvuas edus. He said, "This mishvuas edus, you need a chetza of an aid." Mishvuas edus. So not someone that's nemon, but Torahs umdun of. Could these be Rishalmi who aid? That's a pasuk. That's a quote from the pasuk. Who aid? Laafuke. Yishalmi says, "Lafuke hoimer aratom b'kubo aleinu kishnayim." If in a regular dentira, regular moment, the two balei dvarim say, "We are makabel this person zedus as if he's two people," so they have the power to do that. But then, let's say he doesn't want to come, or he says he doesn't know, and then the tovea makes him swear. And you have the korban shvua scenario, and then he admits that he lied. So he doesn't have to bring a carbon, even though he would have been Nemon. So he did mess up the guy in Mominus, Mominus like the parsha of Korban Shavua, but he's only an Eidechon. We're talking about our regular Mominus, but the Eidechon has no special Nemonus. So even if they artificially created a Nemonus for the aid by saying when Makabalim Kishnayim, he does not bring a Korban Shavua. That's the Yerushalmi. Lafuke Omer Harei Atom Mekubal Oleinu Kishnayim. Mishum de ain't away. The Gabi is din Torah. He's not a proper witness. Huva Baran Rish Perik Shvuas Eidus. The Chibon. So the ain't of the Torah's Eidus. The Psulim. I don't think he's talking about Eidechon now. He's talking about the woman again. Even the Eino, maybe the Torah's Eidus. The Psulim Labane Eidus. Nenu. And the Torah's Umden of the Deyo. Even the Kine Lov Nistera. The Soito. That's why they effort believe, and he's giving us now the reasons. Not better than the Yerushalmi. Why? Why?
Right.
First of all, we're going to the Eitmis is also the rice. But when it's a woman saying it, it's only because they're under on it.
Mike's point is true about eight soldiers too.
A woman's also never to say didma'a.
That's
for sure. That's what the Shmaitzer said a few paragraphs ago. And even if you want to action suffice and say that eight misa is only the Rabbanon, that the, and certainly the woman's nemon is by eight misa is the Rabbanon, because the Yehuda wanted to be machalik, that a regular eight is nemon to the Yoraisa, but the eight, but the woman is nemon to the Rabbanon, but then the Shmaitzer pointed out that by eight sota, the woman is certainly nemon to the Yoraisa. And still he's saying he's Kiddush. He's saying that that's only the Torah's Umdana, not the Torah's Eid.
Even by Sota.
Yep. Or else you're back. Listen, my friend, you've got to follow the measurement. Otherwise, you're back to the Kasha. What Kasha?
Why is she going
to Eid? Why is she before you have a carbon Eid?
Right.
Okay. I'm a late Kasha, says the Shmaitzer. When he's Nemon. Obviously, he's not talking about a regular mom in this case. Avalei kosher do Torah say he is an aid. Avaecha den a nemon lo mahani egus on the mamon ain't a bishvus aidus, because it's not practical. He won't be mechayim the mamon. So that's, you don't have the scenario of shvus aidus. Avaecha den nemon who al kaponim the rabbanon avalei b'toras aid mechayim korban shvur. He's saying, I don't know what he's saying with the word the rabbanon. Now, normally he's an aid, it's just you need two aids. One is not enough. So even if, I guess he's saying, even if it would be the Rabbanon, but you would still need the chuy of a carbon shua. Because carbon shua, in other words, has two factors. When you learn the fourth paragraph of shua, this really comes out, what the Shmaitzer says. You need that his edus would have been relevant. And now he's messing the guy up in momentous by not coming to be meyid. Also, there should be a chetz of an aid. So for the relevancy, it's enough if he's only neman midrabbon. That's what this mitzvah is implying. It's relevant even if it's only midrabbon, but the mitzvah, she would get tzuba. Otherwise, she's not getting tzuba because he didn't want to come. Al the chetz of an aid, so that he is anyway. Even if he's not neman, he's a chetz of an aid. It's just he needs to wait if he's only one. So you have both like halves. So he's saying here, he's just throwing it in. It's not, he's not discussing it now. Even if it would be the Rabbanan, it would make sense that he'd be the Chuyim of Korban. That he would, that Eid Echad is the Chuyim of Korban. That's really the Gemara. No, you can't bring a Raya from the Gemara that says that Eid Misa is Chuyim of Korban Shua. Nobody just brings a Raya. I don't, maybe they try, but the Shmaisa is implying that you can't bring a Raya from that, that the Eid Snemonis is the Araisa. Because he's the Rabbanan, but he's certainly a Hefz of an Eid. And even if his Nemonis would be the Rabbanon, but that just makes it that his Eidus would have been relevant. So we don't care that it would only have been relevant to the Rabbanon. The mice are relevant. Okay, so he's an aid, and there's a practical relevancy to his saying Eidus. So when she goes to Tzai, she's very close to Eidus. The Afilu, the Rav Pop, and the Sri Lev, and the Sachin, Kukuvia, that's a cousin of the Oraisa, still, he doesn't bring a carbon edus because there's no relevancy, there's no lemaisa relevancy to his edus. With the rabbanon, he's busted. This is like the other one. That he's certainly a chetz of an edus, but so Tosis wants to know, like, why by eid misa if it's the rabbanon, you say that even if it's the rabbanon, he brings a carbon shul. There he's tossing with the rabbanon. He doesn't bring a carbon tool. So place it this. Because you always go to Chumrah. Shema, I feel the lovely three like Dechner. So if he's Nemam with the Araisa, you go to Chumrah. Because it has relevancy. And he's a Chetz of an A. If he's not Nemam, even if it's only with the Rabbanon, he does not bring a carbon shua because there's no relevancy. We don't care that it's only dropped back to the Maisa. His coming to Bezdin wouldn't have made a practical difference. And look, it's real, I made me, so
why is this turning corner? No, you didn't just say it's the etzim and a kasha.
You need both. You need a chetz of an aid, and you need that his aidus would have brought someone money, and now they're messed up because he didn't come. So the first thing is totally under the Araisa, he's a chetz of an aid. And the second thing could be even on the Rabbanon level. Either way, because of the Rabbanon, there's no relevance, there's no practical relevancy to his Eidus, or because of the Rabbanon, there is practical relevancy to his Eidus. But that's when you're dealing with practical relevancy. The Chetz of Eid, he is on a Araisa level no matter what, even if he's not Nemon. He's an Eid Echad, he's kosher. So he's a Chetz of an Eid. You just have to need two Eid, there's not enough of it. Afilu Achisir Le'echad the Nemon with the Rabbanon, the Ozul Nami goes with the Rabbanon of the Chumra. This is Taisus. Taisus certainly holds an 8 Misa only with the Rabbanon. And still he has to explain the Gemara that an 8 Misa brings a carbon shvua. Now, with Psuri Egos, if you don't know, Nim Kain Hanukavka 8 Kosher, who began their 8. Now, with Psuri Egos, if you don't know, the Rabbanon ain't no began their 8. Right? Even if he's Nemon with the Araisa, but he's not an eight. It's an Umdanon, even if it's the Araisa. You know, the Eid is Hachalah for Odeos, therefore you have a din, and if there's a disagreement amongst the Suleidos, you go amongst the majority, which of course you never find in Eidos. The eight kosher negative may have sued them from Afal. Afal is my turn to read it, and so the name of it. And if it's also Eidos, El of a Ruyim Lahoy, only a kosher, a man, a dachod, not a woman, a dachod. Moshe Kusatsi, the dog. Let's start turning, Bays. The Yonir Lani Yosai, the Nadash might to get back to his Iker place. It's an eight piece of the Arise of the Rabbon. He brought down, it was a Machlokes, and he brought down the Nose of Yehuda, all of the Arise, and then he went off on a sort of a tangent about Korban Shul. Now he's coming back to the question. And he is saying, Neil Nirlani is 90, I hold as the Shmaisa, the Sheet of Hasover, and the Eid of Nis, and the Eid of Nis, and the Eid of the Rabbana. The Emish of Nilsa Davina Legluye, that's not... One of the places is certainly the Rabbana. Saying is Nemanus, no, I'm sorry, the Rambam is the one that said, those are the Vidal Guya. That's the Rambam. Our question is only what the Rambam holds, I'm sorry. Rashi certainly holds it to Rabbanon. He says it's called the Mekadosh, sometimes it's Rabbanon Mekadosh. It's been Rabbanon Kedushin. Place it says the Pharisees is the Rabbanon, because, what? Something that's mistaver and logical and compelling. The Rambam brings in the Indian of Mr. David Lugluye. Really, the discussion, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The discussion is what the Rambam holds if it's the Arise of Rambam. Rashi and Taisa certainly hold it to Rambam. Taisa is one of the Rambam holds. So the Taisa says, certainly Rambam. Dimi Shandus of Avinu Gluye, which is the Rambam's linchpin, which is the Rambam's basis, Nire, the Hebrew of Dabash of Erva. What are we fighting here? We're fighting against the Dabash of Erva. So, even the Dabash of Erva, you'll think of the Dabash of Moment, you learn it out from Moment. The Gabi Moment, we know, Lo Mehemenei, the Achal Afilu Menus of David of the Gluye. So even if here you say, Mishumi Guna, they decided to believe, that can only be the Rabbana. Because if the Svara of Nusa David of the Gluye would raise his level to a Dioraiso, then it would be true by Momentus also. Gabi Moment, Lo Mehemenei, the Achal Afilu Menus of David of the Gluye. Moshe Ochiach HaRibosh, the Kosek HaRabah. So according to the Shmaya, that's Shachmat. You learn how Dava Dava Mimomen. So the Eidechot by a Dava Shabarva is not Neman on a Diraisa level, he's Nusla Vidul Guye, just like he's not by Momenus. And therefore the Rambam must mean that it's only the Rabbana. Okay, stop here.
Right.
I'm staying for the night.